This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 6:06, hump day morning. This part... Hump day? This part of the show is brought to you by First Five California. Woo! Simple. S-I-M-P-L-E. Rhymes with pimple. Simple.
Really?
Yeah, it does. Text SIMPLE to 72881 by the end of the hour for a chance to win $1,000. That number again is 72881. That's a new text number for this contest. Everything's new now. Entercom is here. It's not 10K a day anymore. It's 12K a day.
New and improved.
Yeah. Simple. Mm-hmm. Let's do this. We have interns again.
I know.
We're not censored on the secret show.
I love our interns so much.
I know. It's awesome. Simple.
Soleil, you're doing a great job today.
Good job, Soleil.
Yay.
Text the word SIMPLE, S-I-M-P-L-E, to 72881 by the end of the hour for a chance to win $1,000. One lucky winner. Per hour, message and data rates apply. Do this thing. Why wouldn't you try to win $1,000? Mm-hmm. No skin off your back. Just text the word simple. Couldn't be more simple. Good, good. Rocking and patting your baby while singing a song is not only soothing, it exposes your little one to math through rhythmic patterns. More at first5california.com.
Is that right?
Isn't that adorable?
Bryn, take that advice.
What was the second half of that?
Rocking and patting your baby while singing a song exposes your little one to math through rhythmic patterns.
Oh, that's incredible.
That is incredible.
I kind of already do that, so I think I'm set.
There's a lot of automatic stuff that, you know, well, we think it's automatic, but I guess some people need
what
to
What song
be
do you sing, Bryn?
Reminded.
All kinds of songs.
What's the song? Sing me a little lullaby.
I'm not going to sing you a song, but I'll sing like Wheels on the Bus, you know.
Oh, that's fun.
Since she's Diamond, I'll sing her Twinkle Twinkle, right?
Stuff like that. Oh, like a diamond in the sky. Yeah.
As she gets older, is she going to be thinking her name is Diamond and not Cameron?
No, you know what? I've been intentionally like making a point to call her Cameron because I call her Diamond like instinctively. So I'm looking at her like, Cameron, hey, it's you.
I love that name. That's really cute.
Diamond, yeah, me too. It's a great name.
I like
I was actually
both,
thinking but, Cameron, but you know, Diamond is a nice second,
name.
Right? Second, a nickname, sure.
There's no reason she can't have a little nickname.
Right.
Her daddy calls her. Daddy's Diamond.
Well, the Bay Area calls her Diamond, so it's fine. We'll, I'll try to stick.
You know, her was called her for a minute, but eventually you just, Diamond will fall away.
I hope it does.
And Cameron will become it.
Her's actually not as bad as Diamond.
Her's weird to say, though, because it seems like the wrong use of a part of speech.
It's, yeah. That's why it's cute.
Right. Mm.
Is it?
I was like, wait. But Diamond is just... I always have to actually think about like what is your kid's name.
If yeah,
I'm not
I get that all
say
the time.
Diamond, yeah.
Is your kid really named Diamond? All over like Instagram, Facebook.
Just say yeah.
No, I tell
little
her.
Diamond.
Cammy.
Does Anita's dad hear us call her Diamond? Does he listen to the show?
He doesn't listen to the show.
Oh.
Does he even know you're on a show?
Yeah, he doesn't even know where Bryn works.
I don't wanna I just say, yeah, I work for some radio thing and I don't really do much.
Oh, that's good. That's what the dad-in-law wants to hear.
I don't do much. Sweep up at a radio station.
Just part of this big thing, but I just sit in the background.
So you don't talk it up at all?
No. I really don't want him listening to this.
Any update on the
wedding?
Do you hear what kind of questions you guys ask me about Anita and myself?
I haven't heard them. What are they?
Oh, never mind.
I'll send him links to the secret
show. Yeah, do it. There's probably a couple in particular that his brother in law would love to
hear.
Good
luck with that. I'm his IT guy.
He's always
like, hey, what's my password again? I'm like, dude, remember your password. Write it down. Here's a piece of paper. Save that.
Oh.
And now I just write it down for him.
Is that what you do with a password?
What?
Write it down? I don't write them down.
You don't?
No.
What do you mean? What do you do with your passwords?
Well, I'm not going to tell you because then you'd know how to get all my passwords.
But how do you...
Don't worry. I have a system.
Because we're going to break through your security.
Yeah.
Get into your house, find where you've hidden them, and then get online and see that you've got nothing we want to see.
Well, you guys, it's, you know, I'm more concerned about, like, my bank passwords and stuff. Those are the only ones I care about, you know.
Yeah.
I do trust you guys not to steal my bank passwords. I, you know, I'm happy to say that I have that level of trust in you guys. But our listeners, how do you feel about cloning dead pets?
Oh, this was big this morning.
I'm not into it.
Have cloned your last dog?
No, I'm
Oh, no, that dog was a terrible dog.
No, she was not. Don't say that.
He's a good dog who behaves and doesn't have anxiety issues.
That's super sensitive to me. Don't say that.
Why would you say that
don't
about
say
our
that.
Willa?
And her head
our Willa
is hot today.
She,
bad mood.
don't put him in
it's just because she doesn't like animals.
Yeah, that's it.
It's not that I don't like
animals. Yeah, clearly you don't.
You don't,
though. I don't want any animals.
It's okay. You can say it.
I do like horses.
You don't have to.
Don't say that.
You're on the rag again.
Some people are more animal-y and some people aren't.
That's right.
Says the guy who hates animals.
Yeah, he doesn't like animals. He's not an animal.
Dude, we do so much for animal rescue and stuff. Please.
Yeah, and we do it. You're like, get that puppy away from me.
Yeah.
I'm taking pictures.
Whatever.
It's my job.
Oh, whatever. Sure, you're writing it on your resume as you kick the dog away from
you. Didn't she say
I just stuff for animals, kick.
Didn't she save some dog from drowning in an iceberg when she was a kid?
I did, when my dog Bruno. And frankly, a lot of the reason I'm not into dogs is because It hurts so much when you lose a dog. And,
right.
And so I'm
and
sorry that I said that. But,
to another dog.
But of all the dogs. No, you can't move on to
what?
It.
What?
I
you know
could not move
on
to
from?
Another dog. You're a dog person. I just, you know, it was me and Bruno. He was my
Here's
kid,
my
kid
answer
dog.
To
I
your question.
Have another dog.
I would not. I do see why people want options for things. Yeah. And if this is going to make someone happy and it's not hurting anybody, then so be it. But I will tell you what the answer is. There's a million animals already alive that need rescue.
Yeah.
So go get them. Mm. Do not have a pet that has passed. Cloned because you can't let go.
Because you're not going to get the same dog.
Yeah.
It'll be the same
the
genetic.
The input will
different
be different. Therefore, it will be different. Right.
Well, you basically word for word gave the PETA response.
I'm
to
sure
the whole
it's
thing.
Not difficult to figure out.
Right. So it's difficult to lose a pet. I certainly, you know, I even have a friend who basically bought the same dog, and that's fine. They got another dog that was in the world, you know. Barbara Streisand, you know, if you've got the money.
When you say that, you meant same brand of dog.
Same
right?
brand, same breed.
Same color, same breed.
It looks exactly
right.
like. I mean, I think maybe
a
it's
lot of
a little taller.
If,
yeah, they got their breed.
If you love a lab, for example, you might stick with that. And since you already have bought off-white furniture to deal with the blonde hair from the first dog,
mm-hmm.
a second blonde dog might work fine.
Sure.
I get all that.
You don't go for the black lab when all your furniture is already white.
But
and vice versa.
Right, exactly. But I don't see the whole, let me get DNA from this pet and have you duplicate it.
Will that dog act the same if you clone it?
No.
No.
It won't.
That's what they're saying, though, is that, you know, while it is a, I guess it's a genetic replica, it's not.
But the input will be different.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to have the same personality or even the same the same tendencies. So Barbara Streisand cloned her dog. She didn't just clone it once. She got two puppies. I guess, you know, she'll throw out the one she doesn't like. It's Barbara. I don't know what her plans
throw
are.
Out.
You know.
Well, this one's no good. Let me
step
on the door, the foot pedal trash opener.
Adios, Clunk. Bad puppy. You're a bad clone. A failed copy.
Boy, I can still hear it through that door that shut on the top of it. Quiet down.
Somebody take this thing to the alligator pit, please. So she had a 14-year-old dog, Samantha, who died back in November.
Oh.
Before she passed, Barbara had some cells extracted from her mouth and stomach. I guess where they get them from.
Seems well, like who a are we invasive. To tell Barbara what to
well,
do?
Well, no,
right?
We're not anybody to tell her. I mean, listen, it's we can talk country. About this all we want.
That's I do think that, you know, someone having the right and wanting and having the money, go ahead, do your thing. But in reality, there's so many pets that need rescue. I don't know why she wouldn't just.
She said the clones. Well, she's named them Miss Violet and Miss Scarlet. Samantha was the name of the original dog, and now she's got Miss Violet and Miss Scarlet. So far, it's unclear if it was worth it to clone them. She says, they have different personalities. I'm waiting for them to get older so I can see if they have her, Samantha's, brown eyes and seriousness. She also has another dog that's a distant cousin of Samantha's. Mm. Like not a clone, but just like a...
part of the litter. Whatever. Part,
yeah, sure, whatever. Some relative.
Yeah.
So this dog must have been really special. They say it costs about $100,000 to clone a dog.
Yeah, when you said just a second ago, when you said it's going to be a while before she sees if it was worth it, I think that's not money to her. She doesn't even... No,
that's nothing. Zero.
It doesn't register in any way.
I have this book of hers called My Passion for Design. And it's about this house that she did. I think it's the big one that you can see that she was pissed. She wanted it off all the Google Maps things because, you know, there it is. You can see it from... the satellites or whatever, but it's the one with the mall in the basement.
Oh, that's right.
Which is, I mean,
lame.
It's not lame. If you've got that kind of money, I think it's lamer to have a warehouse where you store all kinds of stuff, that memorabilia and stuff from your career that you're paying a ton of money and you never go visit and the stuff's all. I mean, I guess if you've got the money and the space, why wouldn't you build a mall with different
I'll
rooms
tell you
in
why,
it? For,
because
here's one for my Oscars.
I get there is a reality to someone like her who has tons of memorabilia. It's film and music history.
Right.
And
different,
someday
different mall rooms.
It will
are...
go to whatever, a music museum or
maybe
whatever.
Maybe she hopes that the house itself will be a museum.
But to be at a dinner party with your friends and say, okay, everyone, now we're going to go downstairs and look at my achievements.
I'd be like, okay, that sounds great.
I know.
But
I know.
When she even says that to people, she'll go, you guys want to go see the mall?
So do you keep inviting different people over your house? Because once you've seen the stuff, you're like, nah, Barb, I've already seen that stuff.
I guess you would have to bring in a fresh crop. Yeah. Maybe the mall's so big you can't see it in one visit, Uzi. Say, no, I've already seen the
left wing.
Know, the Dolly, the Hello Dolly wing. Or
I'll see the funny girl one next time.
Let's go to the Yenta one.
You know, my sensibility would be to...
the Yentl.
To feign humility and to be that.
I mean, guess she's just over that.
I know. She doesn't even want to try to be humble
she
or...
She just
or,
wants to be Barbara.
I get it.
Yeah. She's very invested in
I
being Barbara.
I left down to earth 35 years ago.
Oh, my God. Longer than that.
Whatever. So there it is. I mean, that's just something I can't even relate to.
Yes. I can't relate to you. Let's go to the mall.
Right.
Sit down, bitch. Be humble. So PETA is saying, please stop cloning your pets. Their quote is basically what Vinny said. We all want our beloved dogs to live forever. It might sound like a good idea, but cloning doesn't achieve that. Instead, it creates a new and different dog who has only the physical characteristics of the original. Animals' personalities, quirks, and very essence simply cannot be replicated. And when you consider that millions of wonderful adoptable dogs are languishing in animal shelters every year or dying in terrifying ways when abandoned, you realize cloning adds to the homeless animal population crisis. And because cloning has a high failure rate, many dogs are caged and tormented for every birth that actually occurs. So that's not fair to them, despite the best intentions.
Oh, that explains this text.
What is it?
The text said, multiple dogs suffer and die for one dog to be cloned.
Oh.
What does that mean?
Because they implant.
And maybe it doesn't take? Or
I guess. It seems like animals are super fertile. They always litters of puppies.
Yeah. 415 says, it's kind of a long text, but as a board member of the Friends of the San Francisco Animal Care and Control, SF's only shelter that doesn't turn away any animal in need, I absolutely agree with Vinny. If people would like to get a pet, so many dogs, cats, iguanas, and everything else need a new forever home. please consider taking some time to go meet a new forever friend at the San Francisco Animal Care and Control.
Oh, where's
Thanks,
that?
Thanks, Vinny.
Yeah. Yeah.
In San Francisco?
Yeah, I mean, I figured that part out. Not a complete idiot.
Well, I don't think any of us know off the top
just
of our head.
Just partial.
What's it called?
I'm a mini idiot.
I lost the text.
90-10-T. Hold on, San Francisco what?
Animal Care and Control.
Animal.
It's off Harrison and Alameda. It's
near the Best Buy, everyone.
Oh. Yeah, it is near the Best Buy.
Oh,
next to Rainbow Grocery.
Yeah, Rainbow's the best grocery store.
Cool, man, you should go in. You love animals.
Wait, I'm not a Best Buy here in the city, like
under the freeway.
It's where all the tents are.
Oh my God, I was just gonna say there is a tent alleyway there that is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's
bad. Well, when I went by, it seemed like young people. Like that was
a cool place to hang
out. Hipsters.
I think it was the camp, yikes, the young campers who were on an adventure or something. I don't know if it's drug related or what, but I went by and
often
went.
Often it is.
What? You people are all looking able bodied. What is going on here? But okay.
They're fighting the system.
I got it.
Yeah. Checking out.
Man.
I live in a studio, everyone, and yes, no ma'am. Animals allowed in my 14.
You can't even have an iguana or
nothing,
anything?
Nothing. I want to follow the rules. I love my place.
So don't want to.
You've lived there a long time now.
Yeah, I think since 2011. $1,400 a month with parking and $9 PG&E. Thank
you. Did the rent go up?
Seems like it did goes go up 1.7%.
Oh, burned.
What do you mean, burn?
Time to start looking for a new place, buddy.
That's getting expensive.
I don't know. Cheaper than all you guys.
So
that's true.
Anyway, she's not the only celebrity who has a cloned pet. I guess that I don't know this guy. Media billionaire Barry Diller.
You don't know Barry Diller?
Well, I'm sorry.
Do you?
Apparently, he does. Media billionaire. Of course, he knows him. He's a media billionaire. Barry Diller has a
Interactive Corp and Expedia.
Oh. Well, he's got a cloned dog. And
He's married to Diane von Furstenberg.
Yeah. I've had dinner at the same place as this guy. Oh.
Who's Diane von Furstenberg?
She's a designer.
Huge designer. Sometimes she's on Project Runway. Oh. Or I've seen her on there once or twice, I think.
Did she create the LBD?
The little black dress?
Yeah.
I don't know. They had, when she was on, they were doing like these big like 70s style pantsuit.
Okay. She's known, but her biggest thing is she's known for the wrap dresses, which I love.
Oh.
And I finally broke down. I have one DVF dress.
Oh.
And it cost just under $500.
Oh, boy.
I know. It took
Johnny
me a long
Veen
time.
Mark
actually,
Cuba.
John bought it for me.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah, it was for my birthday 2 years ago.
Have we seen it? Have you worn
no,
it?
No, I've never. I've only worn it twice. It's so beautiful. I love it.
Well, you got to wear it to something. I want to see it.
Okay.
Do you know what they name their kids?
No. What? How many children do they have?
Three. One is named Prince Egon.
Egon.
Next is Princess Tatiana. Oh. And then Prince Alexander. Throwing Prince in the front seems a little much.
Pretentious.
Yeah, pretentious is the word. But
LBD.
Okay.
LBD was designed by Coco Chanel and
Jean
Patou.
Who?
Jean Patou.
So,
Barry Diller's
company.
Oh, wait
a minute.
So the wrap dress is her thing.
Yeah.
Bryn just dropped a Coco Chanel on us, everyone.
Oh, Bryn.
She asked where the LBD came from.
Thank you, Bryn.
I was just doing some research.
Good job.
Good, nice research.
So, I'm sure Anita would know that.
So Barry
I'm sure
owns
she would.
The parent company that created Fox and USA.
Oh. Well, so I guess that, I don't know, as a gift for him, Diane von Furstenberg cloned his Jack Russell Terrier.
Oh, wow.
I guess he had a, let's see, the terrier's name was Shannon, and she got made into two dogs. So
I have to
have
believe
those.
These people, specifically Barbara Streisand, because I don't know these other two, but she lives in probably a bubble and isn't.
Oh, sure.
I'm sure if she went
Barbara
to
bubble.
A shelter and saw all the animals looking at her, she'd have thought differently, but in her mansion with her own mall,
she's like, I really want the same dog I had before. Right. I'm really thinking that I just need, you know, that one worked.
Barry's worth $3.3 billion.
Oh God,
do it!
Just
play it.
Kill me
in the arms of the angels.
I swear, I don't think I could leave a shelter without 15 dogs.
How do you walk?
I just went to my first volunteer meeting at Pets in Need in Redwood City. And
shame.
John had said, you are not bringing home another, but Ella could use a little friend.
Oh.
You are not bringing home another. We just can't. So I figure, okay, if I can't have another dog, I'll just go play with them,
sure.
Take them out for walks,
yeah.
Clean up the cages. You know, right. I don't care about that stuff. Cleaning up poop, who cares?
Plus, what a lovely thing to do, Yuzi.
Yeah, it's just really sweet.
Since we're talking about this, Yuzette and I are, I can't believe I'm talking about this, but we might do a class of yoga with cats.
and yoga with goats.
Yeah, we might do yoga with...
Oh, the goat yoga's
yeah, that's
thing.
A cool one.
I think the cats would just ignore you.
Yeah, yoga with cats
fall
seems
asleep
lame.
In a shower.
Yoga
sunlight.
With cats is in the paper today.
Yeah,
no, that's why. I read the story. It looks like they did a pop-up one, but they haven't scheduled the next one. Yoga with goats, we're on the wait list for.
Oh.
And I just want to give a shout out to...
It's in Half Moon Bay.
Half Moon Bay, Limos.
Limos, yeah.
Yeah. Like, put us on the list. I called the guy. I tried to convince him to add two more.
Well, they don't need the media, I guess.
Yeah.
I said, call him back and ask for media passes.
Yeah. So we're trying to,
we'll keep you posted.
He's like, what do you think's going on here? It's an empty room. People
bring their own mats and they drop them on the floor, and then we let goats in
who crap everywhere. There's no media.
I think Soleil's been to this.
She just walked in. Oh, here, Soleil,
put on the headphones.
So you did the goat yoga or the cat yoga?
Not cat yoga. I pass by the goat yoga every day. I live in Half Moon Bay, so maybe I can reach out to some friends.
Let's see if our intern can get us hooked up.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
April 11th.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
This intern thing is paying off.
See what I can do.
Please, that would be awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
A couple weeks ago, signed up for yoga with dogs. They were doing that in Burlingame, and then...
What the hell is going on around here?
Why are we having so much yoga with dogs and cats and goats and...
Because I wanted to bring Ella.
You bring your dog with you.
Bring your own dog.
Oh.
And, yeah,
how was
so
it?
This one. I was on the waiting list.
Oh,
it seems super not
so
relaxing
fast.
To me.
Oh, I really wanted to do it.
Like animals just poop wherever they want.
If Yuzette and I get in, does anyone else from the morning show want to join us?
I really don't.
Of course you don't.
On like a Saturday, maybe?
No, it's like on a Thursday.
Yeah.
We'll have to skip this.
April 5th.
April 11th.
I want to hear about the goat yoga, though.
Yeah, that's the one. You want to go to that?
No, I want to hear about it.
Oh, okay.
You
want
to
hear about it.
I'm
excited to hear.
Ben, you in or what?
I'm going to pass, you guys.
It's
I got a
home.
Lot going on right now.
God.
Plus, I don't know. I think yoga is wonderful, but it's not really my thing.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
It's not even that I don't want to go to yoga. I just don't want to go to goat yoga.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't want little like, things crawling on me.
You know what's cool?
They kick you.
What?
Yoga with super hot chicks.
That is cool.
Yoga with goats?
I have yoga with hot chicks every Saturday morning.
All right. Well, there you go then.
Hey.
Porta Madera.
Well, go to one more class.
Now.
With goats. Okay, we're totally out of time. So Barbara Streisand cloned her dog.
And we have no report on whether it's going well or...
She said they're not her. Nope, it's not the same
dog.
That's
too bad.
What's coming up in the news, Ben?
The countries with the best food, pink lettuce, and selfie addicts after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. This part of the show is brought to you by Pacific Sales. Imagine Dragons are coming to Concord Pavilion on July 24th. The tickets go on sale this Saturday at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. And we've got tickets before you can buy them. We'll take caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. Caller 9 wins a pair of tickets to see Imagine Dragons July 24th at the Concord Pavilion.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. It is the best website of all time now.
Wow, I don't know how they do it.
Well, I do. It's our IT guy, Brad. He's the absolute best. We've been hiding him.
Yes. And Ron.
Yeah,
and
Ron.
We've been
hiding.
We've been hiding them from the Silicon Valley for years now. Mm-hmm. And every now and then, I drive by the smoking section. they're trying to get them from us, but we've been able to keep them on the Entercom payroll now. Anyway, every now and then I see a guy in like a red, yellow, blue, and green suit.
Oh.
And I'm like, you Google sons of bitches! Not Brad! I mean, not Ron! No!
Stay away from our IT department.
Right. Yeah.
Not Ron.
Not Ron! No! Except he doesn't smoke. The story just ruined. I just ruined my story.
Well, he's probably on the way to the food trucks.
They go to the food trucks Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, right. 11 a.m. Oh. Well.
Every now and then.
Oh, why don't you just tell Google when to find them?
On the tail end of a trail of cigarettes out to the smoking section, there's a guy in a red, blue, yellow, and green suit. Mm. Looking to steal our
bastard.
Ron and Brad. But no, we've kept them and the website remains.
Otherwise known as
best.
Rad.
Right. Yeah. The best Ron. Of all time. Enjoy. All right, here's what's happening. We'll begin with winter's biggest storm to date, touching down today here in Northern California.
Oh my God.
They're expecting.
What's going to happen?
They're expecting lots of snow.
Like 2 to 5 feet.
Well, that's funny that you say that because I was busy. We're doing some different things with our news department right now. And I was researching some websites to get on or pay to be part of. And one of them said 2 feet. Another one said 7 feet.
Whoa, oh, boy. That's a difference.
Falling
that's
in quite the a Sierra. Lot of... There is a discrepancy there. Yeah.
Hey, 2 feet's great.
Well,
7 feet's magnificent.
Right. I hope we get the 7 is my point. But yes, we're expecting a lot of rain and heavy snowfall pounding the Sierra over the next 3 days. We've had an incredibly long dry spell. And usually
we really have. It's wrapping up by now.
When we have a dry spell like this, that you start to head into spring and it's just over.
Right.
And you think,
that's the end of that.
No. So it's a late winter storm, and it's a doozy. 2 to 3 feet of snow expected in Truckee, Tahoe, Mammoth.
That's great. We really, really, that's wonderful news, actually.
The heaviest snow and storm action should be on Thursday. And I didn't see a drop of rain this morning, so it looks like the storm will hit later today.
I was looking at the app
today.
Right now, and late tonight there's going to be rain by tomorrow morning when we're up 100%.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we're going to be in it tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be Ubering tomorrow morning.
Give yourself a lot extra time, everybody.
Big storm.
Yeah. It's great news.
Yeah.
But, you know, take it easy and be careful out there.
Yeah.
Batten down the hatches, everybody.
This is a story I tried to earmark for 7:30, but I can't. I just got to tell
you.
You
just got to do it.
So this morning, I was looking at one of the websites, a story about Waymo, the driverless cars.
Right.
And there's a video now online of the experience. And it sort of tells you how these cars work. And I watched it this morning. And especially you, because you're so interested in it, you will love this video. Because it tells you how the cars work. And sort of takes you through a virtual reality, not really, but it's because it's a regular old video, but it's pretty neat.
Does it just drop you off where you want to go and then find itself a place to park?
It's not even just that. It's this video talks about how the car works. It's radar. It's the way it senses the red lights versus green lights. It's pretty neat.
Oh, my God. I want to see. So, send me the link. Can we get that link? Let's put that up at our Facebook page or something.
Is it Waymo Experience or what is it?
I think that you will find it under Waymo Experience. They just posted it, I think, yesterday.
Okay.
But it's really neat, and it shows the radar and all the stuff.
I'm so psyched to see that.
Well, it is going to change the way, especially in California, because we are a commuter state for sure.
Yep.
It's going to change the way things work around here.
Uh-huh, honey.
And I had already done the story that they're clear to hit the roadways was it April 2nd? I think it was. So, it's coming.
Yikes.
Spelling Waymo, W-A-Y-M-O.
Yes, sir.
All right. It's on the Sarah and Vinny.
It says virtual. It's like a virtual reality thing, but I don't necessarily think it really is. It's more like it's just a video commercial.
Okay.
A third of millennials. Let me ask you, let me go back to when you were a young person.
Mm-hmm.
Would you take the love of your life or a huge raise when you were 25?
I would have taken the love of my life because I was with John at that point.
Oh.
I know. At 19, I would have been like, love of my life? Who needs that? Give me a raise. How big's the raise?
Yeah, right, huh?
Am I rich after this?
How about $36,000?
At 19, I would have been pretty psyched to be making $36,000 more.
What about you? Would you take a raise or love when you were 25? And a generous raise. $36,000 is not a cost of living increase. That is a huge bump.
Well, I don't think I had started dating John yet. I think I knew him, but I hadn't started dating him. So I'm going to go for the raise.
Bob. Yeah.
But you would have taken the raise too?
Oh, God. Are you kidding? Absolutely. I wouldn't have. There wouldn't have even been a.
I take the raise. Going for the
There's
raise.
Not a question. You didn't just ask me a question. The answer's too simple.
Right. So what are the millennials saying?
Well, the millennials are also, a third of millennials pick a big raise over relationships, they're saying.
Only a third.
So here they are walking around with lazy, entitled as part of their descriptor. And it looks like they're willing to make, significant sacrifices in order to get ahead in their careers. Financial services company asked a bunch of employed millennials what they'd prefer. These are people without children, by the way. Mm-hmm. And they found relationships were an area which these kids were willing to cut back. Kids 20 to 36-year-old were willing to cut back. Some said, 41% said they would end a relationship for a promotion.
Oh.
I would have done that, too. I totally would have.
I wonder if it's because they don't lack for social interaction with all of the Tinders and Grinders and what have yous. Mm.
Well, I bet you...
They're not looking for anything permanent anyway.
I bet you there is going to be a significant effect of that on the future of the way people interact and the importance by which they, put relationships and friendships even... I don't know. It's a weird tear because you do hear collaboration and all these words are super important to young people. Way more important than their own personal success.
Right.
As they look at what they want to do in the workplace. So they do have some need for social interaction, it seems like. Collaboration means you're working with the people around you. Period. Whereas, someone else might be like... I don't need to be dragging people along with me.
I'm a loner. I'm a lone wolf.
I want to get my stuff done.
Yeah.
I don't need to always be yelling at that guy to pay attention.
No one wants to yell and nag.
Anyway, they found people are into the raise or young people were surprisingly into a raise, even though most people consider millennials entitled and lazy.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, I sort of like that there's a pushback away from the, fairy tale life. I mean, that's sold to us through movies.
In the very beginning,
yeah. Like, this is what you should want, is this sort of fairy tale. You meet the love of your life and you ride off happily into the
Prince
sunset.
Charming's gonna...
We have enough people. It's not like we need more people making more people. So if you can find life satisfaction through things other than, if you don't need a relationship to complete you, then... Great, I guess.
Well, look at this. And I only know what you tell me, obviously. I don't live in Mill Valley. And so whatever information you give us about your kids is what I go by. But they don't seem to be relationship involved at all.
I don't believe that either one of them has had a significant heartbreak or relationship. We talk about it all the time.
Have they had crushes?
Yeah.
But crushes is different. Crushes is human nature almost. Yeah. You have those because you see someone and swoon and you get that goofy durr feeling.
No, they've always been really sort of focused on whatever they're in, like almost to a fault, especially my younger one. He's got some stuff anyway, but he's like outside influences are not he's not into that. He wants to do the thing that he wants to do and doesn't.
And think about it this way too. That crush, that goofy feeling, that it passes, You go home, you come back the next day, and there it is again. You do have to get off your ass and risk complete embarrassment by walking up to that person and saying, I'm totally into you. I'm losing it.
Right.
Please hang out with me. Please. And then have them say.
And then
say,
you got to be worried that they're going to be like, HR! Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, I'm talking about young people. And the young people thing, I think that that's.
You go to the school's HR.
That's just embarrassment, humiliation, the story. Yeah.
Right, if you
out.
Don't have to, why would you put yourself out for there?
So I can see that there's. I can see why someone would say,
I'm just going to keep doing this other thing over here. Maybe I'll have a hookup on Tinder later. That'll be fun.
Or not at all, maybe.
Or not at all.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Is that what you think? So if you had to bet, do you think your kid's hooking up on apps and not even having like...
I don't. I think that we talk about everything. So I do feel like I would know that. But I could be totally deluding myself.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why he would hide that from me.
Because you're his mom.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, but the other stuff he shares, like, I mean, they, you know, we're pretty open.
Yeah.
There's no subject that's.
Well, and there's also, you know, when he returns home on a Friday night, you'd think if he was dating, and if that was a priority in his life,
somewhere.
Then he would probably right. be out doing that.
When he comes home and he's all excited to tell me about his D&D conquests, I'm like, okay, so I'm never getting grandchildren. Okay.
At some point, I have to believe the drive will inspire him to make a move.
I agree. And we talk about that.
Or who knows? Maybe he's just got a target painted on him and someone who's aggressive enough will finally say, you
yeah, let's
are
go
coming
do some
with me
stuff.
Right now. Maybe that'll happen.
Maybe.
If I asked you what country has the best food in the world, what would you say?
Oh, well, can I guess too?
Absolutely.
I'm going to say Italy.
That's the first thing that popped into my mind too.
Like, and it is too. Number one.
Yeah. Oh.
Italy is number one, but.
I've never even been to Italy and I just, actually I have been to Italy.
Go have a meal on the Amalfi Coast, right, Bryn?
You're right about that.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want to go there and just sit and eat and drink wine. And
that's what you do. And watch the sunset into the Mediterranean. It's incredible.
Sounds great.
So Italy has number one on lock. The surprise is number two.
Is it France?
It's not France.
Is it America?
America is number 10. Oh. And France, by the way, is number three.
Hold on. We can get. Is it somewhere in the Middle East?
No.
What could number. Is it.
Japan.
No. Is it Japan?
Japan is number five.
Okay.
No. Japan's hot.
Is it
South Korea?
No, it's not South Korea.
Is it Sweden?
Is it Israel? Israel has some amazing food.
Israel is not on the top 10 list, and I'm looking. Well, India comes in at six.
Oh, India's good.
What could number two be? Give us a clue on where number two. Yeah, is it a little... European country?
No.
Oh. Is it a South American country?
What did you say?
China.
It is China.
Oh.
I don't love the food in China. I'm just throwing it out there.
But who answered this poll? I mean, was this like, you know, if we said, yeah, I like Chinese food. I like Italian food and I like Chinese food. What? I like Americanized Chinese food.
I don't know. You know, the truth is I like Chinese food, but I haven't found a good Chinese food place, one that I would regularly charge.
Right.
In 20 years.
What is going on with the Chinese food?
I don't know, but I just haven't found one where I, because I would.
Yeah.
I like it. I like rice-based meals for sure.
There's pretty good dim sum places, obviously, in Chinatown. But yeah, there's nothing that I'm like, I gotta go there.
Italy, China, France, Spain, Japan, India.
Spain.
Spain is not good.
Oh, you're crazy.
The food in Spain is not amazing.
You're just eating at the wrong places.
Yeah. Have you been there?
I haven't, but Spanish food is great.
It's not.
Kidding me? Paella?
It's not.
Tapas?
It's not what you think.
I'm in.
It's not.
Japan, India, Greece comes in at number seven.
Oh, my God. That's right.
It's
Greek
good.
Food.
Yeah, it's good.
The oh, my Greek God. Kokari, hello.
The Greek food here is better than the Greek
oh,
food.
Oh, really?
There. Oh, absolutely. Okay.
Thailand, Mexico, and the United States rounds out your top 10 of best food in the world. Mm-hmm. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Let's see here. OMG, Iron Giant was awesome, Sarah.
Yeah, but it wasn't at all the movie I was trying to get to.
Different. We're looking 925 for Spielberg says, movies. Will there be a screening of Olive before Ready Player One?
Oh my God, that's a great idea. We should play Olive first.
Well, I don't know if we've got time for a double feature.
I feel like we might.
BFG was the other Spielberg movie we were talking about. It's not very good. Don't go see it.
Is that the final word on the
double
feature?
Yeah, it's not the right time. Not the right time. Thank you so much.
When is the right time?
Hopefully, the good Lord will allow it to happen in the next.
We really haven't had an update in about 5 years as to when
the update is. It's not ready yet. You know, it's not ready. It'll be ready.
I would love to recut my part in the film if that's okay. I feel like I was rushed.
There might be an opportunity. Who knows?
Yeah, we'll redo it.
Yeah, we'll circle back. Give me another 5 years check-in.
Oh, jeez.
You know what's weird about the whole Olive thing is that, like, you made a movie. You made it happen. You put big stars together. You got a whole production crew together. Like, why? What has... Can you let go of Olive and do another movie, Hooman?
All right. Well,
you're clearly amazing at it.
You're incredible. Thank you for that. You're a broken record, though.
The little girl that plays Olive is in a nursing home now.
Yeah, we got that.
Nursing home.
She is almost.
I loved Olive.
If you get the last time Sarah talked about Olive verbatim, she said the exact same thing as she's saying.
Well, you know, it's been like a year.
All right. Well, I thought it was 5 years.
Okay. Hey, everybody. Coming up in the Celebrity Trash, we're going to talk about what's happening on TV tonight.
Yeah!
and the top songs in the country at this moment.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.